Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jeff Spargo.
And you are with
the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
It's amazing. I had Shell on not long ago, and we talked about the fact the task force has been going for 10 years.
Absolutely. Started off in 2009, really a grassroots movement to kind of start us. And it's just amazing the work that we've been able to accomplish over the past 10 years.
I'm telling you what, it has been just amazing to watch it happen and glad to know that it's going on. But every time I think, has that really been 10 years? Good grief. But anyway, time just moves right along whether we like it or not.
That's right.
And that's why you and I are here today. The next drug take-back event is coming up before we know it.
Absolutely. So we've been doing drug take-backs essentially since the beginning.
Right.
And so we've got our next one coming up on Saturday, September 21st. Mm-hmm. And this one will be held at the Prescription Pad in Burnsville. And it's going to run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this year it's going to be a little different. In the past, we've kind of been set up outside. This year we're going to be indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still drop the prescriptions off if you get your medication there, anything like that. You can still drop it off at the window or come in and see us. One of the great things about the Prescription Pad is they have recently gotten their own drop box there that is a permanent location,
cool,
too. So you can come in, visit us, bring your old medications back, even get a free medication lot box if you'd like it, but also can check out the permanent drug drop box that they have as well.
So they have a permanent one now, and that is in addition to the ones at the police departments and the sheriff's departments.
Yes, sir. We've still got the drop boxes at the Yancey Sheriff's Office, and then we've got one there right near the police station as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then over in Mitchell County, we've got the drop boxes also at the Sheriff's Office there, and then the Spruce Pine Police Department.
Most of the time we emphasize it during the drug take-backs. You get a lot of old prescription drugs that way. But if you've got some and you want to get rid of them, you don't need them, and you don't wait till September 21st, take advantage of those drop boxes. Get those things out of there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what are you looking for? What all will you be accepting on the 21st?
Yes, so any old prescription drugs that you may have in your home, clean those out, bring them, we'll take those. It doesn't just have to be prescription drugs. It can be over-the-counter. It can be liquid medications, vitamins. We'll even take pet medication as well, just to ensure that these things are properly disposed of, because even vitamins can run the risk of hurting someone if they were to mistakenly take too many of them.
Yeah. And, of course, as we all are pretty well aware, the best way to dispose of this type of material is to bring it either to one of the permanent lockboxes or to bring it to the drug take-back day coming up this Saturday, because that way you keep it out of the environment.
Flushing them down the toilets can eventually end up with that stuff getting into the environment, and we know that's not very good. And as you mentioned too, Bruce, we talk so much about the opioid crisis and those prescription opioids. If you've got those around, of course bring those and we'll dispose of them too. But we'll dispose of any kind of prescription medications that you have. There are other prescription drugs in addition to the opioid medications that are out there that people can misuse.
Yeah.
And so not just disposing of those opioids, but any kind of prescription drugs that you have, bring those. We'll get rid of them.
Okay. Now, there are certain things that you cannot accept.
That's correct. We discourage people from bringing any kind of needles or sharps just for the safety of our volunteers who will be accepting everything. If you do have needles that you're unsure of what to do with, do contact us and we can help you with that.
Okay.
I do have sharps containers that I can also give you if you need sharps containers for any kind of used needles that you may have.
Okay.
We also cannot accept any kind of chemotherapy-type medications that might be in the home. And we also discourage people from bringing old inhalers and those containers that are pressurized as well. But everything else, bring it to us.
So, again, it's the 21st. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at
the Prescription Pad of Burnsville. And again, we'll be inside there. So if you don't see us outside, don't worry. Just come in. We'll be waiting on you.
Of course, a lot of other things going on with the task force. And so folks can get more information, where's a good website to look?
Sure. You can visit us online at www.pathwnc.org.
Okay. And that's the best place to start out with. It'd be just start there as far as that. And also, is there a phone number where folks can call if they don't do the internet thing?
You can give us a ring at 828-682-7899.
Again, the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force Drug Takeback Day is coming up on Saturday. It'll be from 10 till 2, and the location is the Prescription Pad of Burnsville. Thank you to Jeff Spargo of the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.